And here we are a year later. They show no signs of light of letting off the gas pedal. They're pedal to the metal. This is still Armageddon. And people ought to be looking around going like, where are all the sick and dead people? I mean, life is so much returned to normal inside the medical community that the TikTok doctors have stopped making videos. They actually have to work now. During the corona doom, they weren't working. The emergency rooms weren't overcrowded. Yeah, there were some instances. You know, the doctor that was calling us from New Jersey, well, that was a specific isolated incident. Like I talked to David before the True Money Show yesterday. What a great show it was. And I said, well, why should Edwards continue? Emperor Bell Bonaparte IV here in Louisiana. Why should he continue? He's gotten his last tranche of hundreds or tens of billions of dollars that are now going to be showered as a result of this wicked, horrendous bailout. What is there left to do? The legislature is going to go in session any day now, and they're going to proclaim him that he doesn't have his authority again. What is there left for him to do? Just stop. Say your orders are over. Follow Texas and Mississippi. If the legislature wants to pick up on this and ruin people's lives, let them do it, because it's an election year in this state, and you know what? It won't happen. Even though there are cowards out there still hiding behind their face diapers. Not enough of them. 1 year ago, folks. Yesterday, the House Democrat Party, on a pure party line vote, approved the compromise second draft of the $1.9 trillion corona hoax bailout. Well, they're going to get a bailout, aren't they? Here is what is troubling to me. In March, around the same time of year of 2009, 12 years ago, there was a very different set of circumstances, but very similar. A Congress led by the same wench, Nancy Pelosi, and in cahoots with a minority party led then by John Boehner. Now today by the feckless Kevin McCarthy, we're doing pretty much the same thing. Do you not remember the... I'm not talking about the porculous succubus, because that wouldn't come until a little later. I'm talking about the TARP bailouts. T-A-R-P, maybe Troubled Asset Relief Program. And then there was a bailout of Chrysler, and there was a bailout of GM. Well, they're going to get a bailout, aren't they? That's where the whole soundbite came from the European... From Clark and Dawes, remember?
Okay, Roger, your special subject tonight is the economies of the European Community. Mm-hmm. Your time starts now. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
How much does Greece owe, Roger?
$367 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Mostly to the other European economies.
Correct. How much does Ireland owe?
$865 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Other European economies, mostly.
Correct. How much does Spain and Italy owe?
$1 trillion each.
Correct. Who to?
Mainly France, Britain and Germany.
Correct. And how are Germany, France and Britain going, Roger?
Well, they're struggling a bit, aren't they?
Correct. Why?
Well, because they've lent all these vast amounts of money to other European economies that can't possibly pay them back.
Correct. So what are they going to do?
They're going to have to bail them out.
They're going to have to bail them out.
Where are they getting the money to do that, Roger?
That's a good question.
I don't know the answer to that one.
How much does Portugal owe?
Hang on a minute. What was the answer to that earlier question?
Just keep answering the questions, Roger. Where is Portugal going to get the money it owes to Germany if Germany can't get back the money that it lent to Italy?
Just a minute. What was the answer to the previous question? The question was, how can broke economies lend money to other broke economies who haven't got any money because they can't pay back the money the broke economy lent to the other broke economy and shouldn't have lent it to them in the first place because the broke economy can't pay it back?
You're wasting very valuable time, Roger. And there's the rest. But there was an actual story behind it. Well, they're going to get a bailout. Well, they did get bailouts. Some days, folks, I truly think I'm losing my mind. People were begging. Please, Bitter Jar Talk Radio Mafia, do something. What was the make it stop? April the 15th, tax day, rallies across the United States. I didn't make this stuff up. Am I the only one that remembers this? Hell, I went to Mordor to go do this. I hate Mordor. Tens of millions of people in the street. Remember Rick Santelli? Who wants to pay their neighbor's mortgage? The Tea Party. There was an actual palpable outrage. People were livid over this. And then the crowning jewel, well, they're going to get a bailout, aren't they, was what? Porculus succubus stimulus bill. A mere $1 trillion. Here today, though, I put my ear out there and I listen. I don't hear Bo Peep baying out there. I don't hear anyone. As my friend Bo Walker would say, nigga don't call, nigga don't write. I heard nothing from anyone. Other than, what are we supposed to do, you moron? And in the small pockets where we do it, just a little bit of resistance. What is it? Red versus blue, Democrats versus Republicans, conservatives versus libtards. And as I told someone, these are not your grandfather's libtards. These people are actual communists. They are not go along to get along. They are actual communists. Now, the House yesterday went, oh, yes, hey, let's rubber stamp the $1.9 trillion. All of you people are going, Joe Manchin's going to say you, Joe Manchin's going to cat devil. No, he's not. No, he's not. Exactly what I told you. It's going to go down 50-50 in the Senate. LaDash is going to cast a tie-in vote, and it's going to Biden. What are they? Well, they're doing their big hoop to do tomorrow, right? The big signing ceremony for the COVID relief packages tomorrow. And tomorrow night, the president is going to primetime address the nation and lay out his vision for other relief measures. You mean $1.9 trillion isn't enough?